Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm looking at something on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. And,
does it have to do with me?
Nope. I tried to verify it and I couldn't.
Uh-oh.
However, if it's true, it's just, it's classic.
What is that to say?
According to the 510, Luke and Reeves are out tonight in Portland.
There's no way. I will throw this baseball through the glass.
Is that true?
There's no way.
Randy
Evan.
Giving thumbs up. They are out tonight.
Man, this is
the second part of his text or her text. I would never buy an NBA ticket to a road team hoping to see a star.
I listen. And
it's
Randy,
back to back.
Evan, play it. It's okay to play. This is embarrassing. I just watched him 12 hours ago play.
That's why they're probably not playing.
What
tonight.
Are we?
Okay, let me ask you a question.
No, I just, well, wow.
Okay.
Well, go ahead, Evan. I just.
Are you going to have this energy? When on Wednesday,
yep.
The Warriors have three of their starting five load managing.
Okay, Evan.
On the road.
I'm not ready for it.
In sack.
But the fact that it hasn't happened yet, I'm okay. They didn't do it right out the gate.
You'd rather see them play like they did the last two games than get these guys some rest.
Evan, seriously. And Grandy and Steiny.
Are you beginning to see the dilemma of this season?
No, this is embarrassing to the league.
Oh, that's
the fact. It's been embarrassing, and I've been trying to denial. What about the people that pay for tickets to go see Luka, who's been balling him and Reeves?
They're there to see Shaden Sharpe.
But to pull your pants down and just poop on a game, that's what they're doing. With no toilet paper. This is embarrassing. Now we're going to talk about Spadoni in this text.
Hopefully it'll help my bet.
Did you put it in?
No, with you. Now, hopefully they'll pay the price. They go up to Portland tonight and get run out of the gym.
About the bet. But let's get to Spadoni's text, Donnie, because I want to disagree with him. Go ahead.
Okay, let's take one call. There's one, Jim Spadoni. In St. Louis.
All right.
Guy calling from St. Louis.
Wow.
I got to get on the phone. What's up, Jim? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Your show is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Sweet.
Yeah. We have a wasteland here in St. Louis. There's no sports stuff.
That stinks.
It's very depressing.
Oh.
Yeah, just the four-letter one.
Right.
Which is, you know, it's like watching Fox News. But anyway.
What do you think about Steph so far?
I got a theory. My theory is that he's two steps slower than he was 7 years ago. What do you think about that?
Let me talk slower. Thanks, yeah. Jim. Let me talk to my partner. Two steps slower. I don't know how to measure that.
Yeah, that's too much. And again, I'm just going off of what transpired after Jimmy came in, and I'm not going to overreact to five games. But Stoney, he's an older, obviously the oldest he's ever been on the hardwood. But I've just noticed guys are picking him up, making it more difficult, and receivers to get pressed. Anytime you got people in your space, it takes a little more boxing. It takes a little more energy out of you to get comfortable. So I've just noticed they've been doing that to Steph, and I wonder if that has anything to do with his late game turnovers. But if we want to keep it 100, and I'm going to give it right back to you, Stoney, Curry's always had this part of his repertoire. That, you know, he's had the careless turnovers at times. So I can't just say, oh, it's because he's two steps slower, but he's not two steps.
The one thing that I can't stand that they do sometimes is Curry will be bringing the ball up the court, but they have guys kind of lingering in the backcourt rather than kind of running to the other end of the floor, which means right around half court, there always seems to be an extra defender or two. And that's, to me, when he gets into trouble – I think he can still bring the ball up in an empty backcourt against just about anybody, but it's like when there's just when it's a little too congested half court, that's when the athleticism and length can really really get you bit.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, we had a dilemma here. I'm going to let you make the decision.
All right, go ahead.
We can do the...
Because this is sports radio. We're living the dream. There's really no dilemma.
We got a guy on hold, and you know who he is.
All right, let's go. Go to him.
Well, you don't know who it is. I mean, you know
him. He'll still fit in Spadoni.
Caleb? Yeah. You want to go to Caleb in Newark?
Yeah, that's our guy.
All right.
Wow, I thought he was your guy, too.
I thought so.
Trouble in Paradise.
Yeah, he's... Hey, Caleb, how you doing?
Hey, Stoney, man. I feel kind of betrayed, bro.
How so, buddy? Wait, what?
What happened to our relationship, man? I thought we were buddies, Stoney.
I felt like you took a shot at me last call.
Oh.
Last week.
Late.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not having it right now.
I mean, all I said, man, is that, you know, you were 70 years young. But look.
Go ahead. You got to follow up. You think's a funny line with another one. Let's go.
Chewy.
You said it earlier before. I was actually getting my workout in. Congrats to the Frenchwoods, man, and Siana. That's pretty dope, man.
Oh, thanks, man, for remembering.
Yeah, man. Happy for them. That's great. But let's be real, Steiny. You talked about it. You know why the Warriors have lost these last couple of games? You guys really want to know why?
Sure.
This is why they've lost. At the end of the day, a team like that's won those championships and played in all those big games over the years, it's just hard to get up with the fifth or sixth game of the season against a Pacers team that doesn't have Hallie or a Bucks team that doesn't have Giannis or you play a Blazers team on a back-to-back. It's just hard to get up for it. And Steve Kerr talked about it. They've been like, 0-12 the last couple of years when players missed their stars. It's just – when you've had the success they've had, it's just hard to get up every single night and compete and do what they got to do. But in the end of the day, they're going to get to the playoffs, but throughout the season, there's going to be a lot of games where they lose to teams where you think they shouldn't. Plain and simple.
Appreciate you, Caleb.
Take
thanks
it easy,
for the call.
Man. Yeah, I know Kerr mentioned that stuff.
That stat was made up. Please, that was not...
Oh, thank you. I can't stand hearing it.
He said, we're like 0-12. Okay.
What about
the win over the Lakers week one when they didn't have LeBron?
Yeah.
Steve, I made it up.
Yeah, that Laker news got me mad. I don't even want to talk about hoops, man. That's how, Austin in San Jose said, "Goo, what's going on with Biddy, Buddy?"
With who?
Biddy, Buddy. He's a notorious slow starter, just like Clay.
The somebody saying that's BS. They got up for
I'm with you, man.
Sorry, but he's right. I think Caleb's absolutely right. Whether you like it or not, it's going to be tough for him to get up for those games. And here's the issue.
They were up 11.
They were up eight with eight minutes left. They couldn't close because they didn't have legs.
So they got up for the game. Well, they blew their load. And that's what
they
lost.
They ran out of gas.
Yeah, that's what I'm quarter horses. So don't say they didn't get up for the game. They couldn't sustain it.
I don't think they were up for the game. The other thing is, like, How do you get a lead, Donnie? Well, I'm going to tell you. I don't think teams in the NBA get up for games. I think teams have a threshold that they want to meet as like they want to like the NBA is not like college. You just don't go out and get sky high for one game and then you're coming back against a mid-major and you can have to establish a level of play. And that's just the reality. And they're not as good as like.
But the Warriors are better than Milwaukee and what they had. So that game should be over. And what you say, tell me if I'm wrong, Stoddy.
You're wrong.
Before that ball is tipped.
But that's wrong.
It's like we're here. Who's here? Jimmy, Dre, and Steph.
That doesn't get it done alone.
We can jack around and win this game if we want to play like that. And they don't. They had a lead of 11, 9, 8. Close it out.
Well, that was
against
Indiana.
And then you got your stars turning it over. And Kuminga against Milwaukee. 5 for him.
Well, then why do you think they're going to lose their conference finals?
Because they're going to lock in.
But I'm not saying they're
not doing their homework. That's not they got leads and control of these games. That's why it's irritating to me. Now, if you do a no-show, I would feel better. Oh, they didn't even no-show. But having where I'm thinking, man, this is a wrap, and it's not, is like, whoa, it's shocking.
No,
and
it's not okay. Shocking, Goo. You know what I mean?
Can I say something to you about Buddy Hield? Life is mental, and so is sports, Donnie. I'm just starting to wonder. It's early. He's not getting a lot of minutes, and it's early. I wonder if that's affecting him. Fair or too drastic, too early? And it's just going to get worse when you got guys like Melton coming back. And
Buddy's getting old, too.
Damn.
I mean, Buddy's what, 33? He never misses games.
Yeah.
So
you hit me with that one.
You know, I mean,
but that's not what I see, but I got you just upstairs.
I mean, I just think we've got to. Other teams have good players, too. And like that, I think you said it Oh, Butler, Curry and Draymond, we can just jack around and win that game. It's like, again, they have Bobby Portis. Like Bobby Portis. Probably played better than Draymond that
game. But you held him
at
bay.
What about Miles Turner?
No, he was great. 14, 15.
He's a damn good player.
But you held both of those guys at bay to get a lead at the end of the game to where now all we got to do is execute and close it out. And we're turning the ball over.
Well, that's because when other teams ramp up their athleticism and defense, the Warriors have to have an answer.
And we got one guy that goes to the rack with reckless abandon, and you know his name. But it takes more than him. That's what I'm starting to get concerned with, Stoney.
Well,
we need to be more electric with our younger guys, too, and maybe that's an indictment, or I overrated the younger guys. The game is played at the rim, even though the Warriors make me feel like, you know what? Not all the time, Goo. And that's why I've been banging on a drum for Kuminga, but I'm seeing all these other dudes eat. Who was the guy on the Pacers that just came from the practice squad? Jackson?
Yeah.
Who was giving us the business?
Yeah, he was probably playing harder than you guys were.
Like, who's this
Actually,
dude?
You know what? He was.
Playing harder.
The Bucks played harder than the Warriors on Thursday. How come? Because they had a lot of young players.
And it's early, but GP2, Stoddy, something's going on.
Oh.
Because I took even give you a damn.
Interesting.
No, it's early.
Yeah, oh, it's early.
But I'm like, what's going on?
What do you mean?
I don't get that. He ain't playing with that. What word am I looking for? Zest? There's something. I don't know. He's just out there.
I don't think he was great defensively last year. Mm. But every time I said that, I'm just saying.
And, hey, y'all can fight me if you want on this, but tell me who's got a better Euro than Pods right now. No, Stani, when he uses it
that'll
right.
That'll win you games.
No, I'm not.
No, seriously.
I'm not saying that. The dude's Euro is always trying to perfect it. I couldn't. It's beautiful when it works. Nah, I got that out. Gosh, I'm not saying that. Just give credit where credit is due. Dude's got a Euro down.
I'm going to tell you this all year long. And I'm sorry. Names don't win games. And you got to get this out of your head.
Wow.
That Butler, Draymond, and Steph can just show up.
Man.
Not anymore.
Man.
Not anymore. They have to play well.
Mm. I took that like some Robitussin. You know, you take medicine, you don't want it, but it's a, but you're not right yet. But they, listen.
Well, but you'd have
but
to be blind.
But they're getting the leads, partner, so it's not like they're not showing. That's why I'm upset. It's early, but come on. And nobody should be tired.
Well,
that's what I'm like.
Oh, what, Steph Curry shouldn't be tired? He's 37.
Yeah, you just played 29 minutes the other night. Remember we were talking about that?
So let me ask you a question. Is Curry going to be better on the back-to-backs 10 years ago or today? 10 years ago. Well, that's my point, Goo. Like, it's going to be hard.
But that wasn't a back-to-back Saturday.
Well, that's exactly. Exactly. Like, the thing that I thought was interesting was...
Tell me, man.
Was the game after the back-to-back, the game against Milwaukee, they played back-to-back, had a day off, and in Milwaukee, they didn't look great.
Yeah.
Like, I got to tell you, I'm ready to rant soon. But
Are you noticing multiple rebounds on multiple misses possession?
Have you noticed they're old? They're probably not going to chase down as many loose balls.
I kind of like that voice, but man, dude, that was Bother Saturdays. I mean, Indiana was just getting miss after miss, and I'm like, come on! But it's early, they're 4-3. Chris, hey, I'm not getting on Stoddy nerves. This is
no,
just
you
him.
Are. You are.
Oh, no, man.
Go ahead. Give me the spit on
loose. Real quick, just back to football. I disagree. He said you can lose your job to injury. Jimmy lost it, and Trey Lance. And I say to Spadoni, who I love, hell no on Jimmy. Jimmy lost that job 2 years ago when he couldn't stay healthy, so they were over him, and then they were froggish and leaped when they saw Trey Lance. And as far as Trey Lance, Steiny, he just showed them. Even
Tom Brady and Bledsoe.
Well, now if we're going to do it like that, you're going with the 1%. I mean, was that the right move? Yeah, but it's happened.
I'm just saying, like,
And who's second-guessing Cap or Alex Smith? That was the right move.
Okay, well, then it happens. I'm with Spadoni. Like, there are no rules that you can't be.
Oh, right, okay, gotcha.
Like, no, I'm sorry.
Jimmy.
Moses Moody lost his starting job this year because he got hurt. It happened already.
Mm.
That's like it.
But I would say to that, Stani, Moses Moody on his greatest day is not better than Jonathan Kaminga.
And I would tell you
so
that
there's no way.
But he lost his starting spot. Like, that's the argument, not who's better. Moses Moody was going to.
I don't know why I don't see that that way.
I don't know why. Steve Kerr said he was going to start Moses Moody the first two games. Kaminga played well. I'm going to stick with Kaminga. I mean, that's the definition of losing your starting job because of injury.
I don't know.
Frank in Atlanta?
Our man Frank. We got
Come
time
on,
for Frank.
Hey, Frank, not
yeah,
too
Frank
technical.
Frank needs minutes. Yeah, Frank
not
needs
too
minutes.
Technical okay. today, Frank.
All right, I won't get too technical. I'm going to say
man.
This.
Go ahead.
The Dubs, A, they're playing seven different lineups in every game, which that has to stop so they can get a rhythm and get to know each other. The one big problem that I see with the Dubs this year is our pace of play is way too fast. When we played the first couple of games and we were playing at a walk-up pace like we were playing against the Clippers, we're going to beat any team we run into by 10, 12, 15 points. At the minute you speed the game up, we will become a turnover machine, just like we have in the all three games we lost. We turned the ball over at an amazing clip because we're playing too fast. Curry, Podziemski, everybody has to. It has to become a habit to slow the pace of play. This strength in numbers, that's smoke and mirrors, dude. We got to find 10 or 11 guys who are going to play and slow down.
Man.
Throw the ball to Jimmy. Run your run your offense through a post-entry pass so you can, A, get to 50 points in the paint, and B, get to the free throw line. We can't run and shoot threes and drive to the basket with these young teams. Can't do it.
All right.
Good stuff, Frank.
Good stuff.
Huh?
This is from the 408. It's not about being tired. Even if we had 3+ days of rest before a game, it's about age. We will get beat by younger teams more often than not. That's according to Gil on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. I mean, we have to acknowledge that athleticism through seven games has given him trouble.
Okay, no doubt.
And it was a point of emphasis that we thought might be an issue. Size, athleticism, age. I'm just begging everybody
to take that into account.
Let's not be shocked.
What about Frank and the slower pace? I don't know where I'm at with it.
My first thought was that's not going to benefit Kuminga.
Ooh.
Now, you can play half court and still get out on the break when you have numbers, but they may have to be a half court team.
Do we know why and I'm not saying the league's out to get them, why so many back-to-backs for this year's Warrior team so early on?
How many have they had? This is the second one of the year?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to even out, you know? They're going to even out, I would think.
But I'll say this. If I'm D'Anthony Melton, the team doesn't need to tell me, but, boy, there's some minutes for you to grab on this team if you're the D'Anthony Melton that I'm accustomed to.
Guess what? I'm starting to think I thought he was going to be back sooner than a month.
Okay.
Or I thought he was going to be back sooner than a month into the season.
Don't say a hiccup.
No, but they said last week, 3 weeks, till he gets reevaluated again. So that means that puts us a month into the season. That probably puts us, he won't come back before, the 20th game?
I got you.
So he's going to miss a quarter of the season to start.
Is Kerr using too many rotations for your liking? I kind of like it because I feel like he's getting to what Frank wants, 10 or 11, and how you know and find out is, you know, mixing and matching.
Yeah, I think all he's doing right now is trying to figure out who over the course of the year is going to get locked into a rotation. Like, Will Richard is a guy that, to me, he's getting minutes right now. Why? Well, because he's earned some, but I think Steve Kerr's got to find out if this guy can be, you know, the ninth man for an entire NBA season, which would mean, can I rely on him for 15 minutes a game? And of course, right now, it'd be like, sure, he looks like you can rely on him. But, you know, the NBA season's long.
Yeah. I saw Steph after Saturday's game at the podium. I did not like. I mean, he was deep in thought and he was taking ownership of his mistakes, Donnie. But I don't remember a time, even after game 7 losing in the finals, what word am I looking to where he was so reflective. And I was like, man, it's just a Saturday game, as disappointed as I was.
Yeah.
That 94 feet is bothering the whole team.
I mean, there's nothing new here for Golden State. And they've struggled with They've struggled with point of attack defense, you know, the last couple years.
Yes.
That hasn't gotten better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, Kuminga does as well as he can. Moody does as well as he does. But, you know, I don't know how they're – I don't know how they're going to be a great defensive team.
Man, we got to figure out a way. My biggest – real quick here, Stan, before we go. My thing is Horford, man. We got to – I know it's early, but it'll be late before. I mean, we got to figure out a way to maximize this dude. And jacking threes when everybody else is jacking threes is like, I don't like that mix.
I mean, if you're, I mean, seriously, if you don't get something out of Horford and it's going to cost you your season, I mean. What? He's 39.
No, I got it. But you knew that when you went and got
him. That's right. Yes. Yes. The kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, drinks, games in the parking lot. If you're going to the game, we have a free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right. Free shuttle. Sign up now at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. And the last home game, it filled up in a hurry. So go to 957thegame.com, sign up for that free shuttle, and get on that thing. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.